Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Rob Long is off today. Got an interesting week leading into the holidays. Ed, you're going to have some time off here coming up.
About time.
Yeah. I feel good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
That you get to go away, because then I'll be here.
Yes.
yes. How was your night last night?
It was fine. I did a lot of just administrative work trying to get my trip in order here. I'll be gone for like 10 days, all said.
Yeah.
Because of Christmas week. And you don't even notice because it's down week anyway.
Yeah.
We're already off. So
It's one of those, the way that the holidays set up and kind of, I know we're going to be traveling a little bit going back and forth from place to place, but end of the year, all the stuff that goes on with that. And I know Ed in his head is saying, stop burying the lead. Because we had something fun happen earlier. where Ed couldn't stop laughing. I have two things that I do that I take from Superbad, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever my wife gets, I do something wrong and she's mad at me, and it's not something serious, right? Let's say I told her I was going to take the trash out and I forgot, right? Not something serious. You didn't mess anything up. You can still take it out. I'll go, sorry, sorry, sorry. She's walking. She hates it. The other thing I do is I just say, well, I'll just go F myself. And that's what happened with Joe earlier today when I was asked. I saw that Pete Alonso's walk-up music was Layla. And I said, Joe, did you know that? He goes, that's why I played it last week. And I went, well, I'll just go F myself then. It was so true. It was so matter of fact. I played it last week for that. Because, like, I got to be honest, and I don't even know if Joe's in there listening.
It's like you two rehearsed it. It was hilarious. Yeah. The timing was perfect.
But
yeah, that's why I played it last week. Oh, I just go F myself. Oh, all right.
So the one thing with me is most of the time when I'm sharing stories or something that I found, because I'm on social media so much, I'm usually sharing it for the first time to people. So when it's just like, yeah, man, everybody knew about that.
Well, you screwed up twice today.
Who?
You.
Me? Oh, yeah. What was the other one? What was the other one? Joe, do you remember the other one when you came in studio? What did I say to you? And you're like, yeah, I already knew that.
Two Captain Americas.
Yeah, stupid. Everybody knows that. He doesn't say it that way, but doesn't it feel like that's what
he
said?
Oh, it's much worse the way he says it, because it's just matter of fact. It's just
yeah, everybody knows that.
He doesn't understand why it's funny. Because look at him.
I mean, you could easily follow it up with surprise you didn't know that, stupid, and it would still have the same effect.
Oh.
This is great. But yeah, so Steve Rogers is coming back. I guess we couldn't handle the black Captain America, so they go back to the other one. Everything's switching up. Robert Downey Jr. is playing a bad guy.
Female Silver Surfer.
So It's the world we
There's
live
always
in.
Been a female Silver Surfer.
Well, I'll just go after myself then.
The best. Duh. There's been all different types of Silver Surfers, right? Joe?
Yes.
All right, just wanted to double check.
There's been black Silver Surfers. There's been white Silver Surfers.
There's been black Silver Surfers?
It's a mantle. It's not like one person is Silver Surfer. You are given the title.
It's like Green Lantern or Black Panther.
Correct, yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Anyway, more comic book talk. Steelers win last night. How much of that game did you get to see?
I watched it. Not much. I was very upset. Like, I don't like the Dolphins at all. I think their quarterback sucks. I don't like their coach. I know you do, but I just don't. I think he's in over his head as a head coach.
Oh, I've already said it. I know. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. I wouldn't have him coach
but between
my team.
All that, and then they didn't even make a game of it. And then, of course, Rodgers looks. He couldn't give the Jets one of those games. He's just like, he looked good last night. He threw a couple of nice passes. I was like, how the hell is he still doing it?
Have you noticed how bad it is for the Jets? They just fired their defensive coordinator. So, Aaron Glenn. Hey, we're not going to drag him. It's not all his fault, but Steve Wilkes didn't get these guys ready. They weren't ready to play for him. They fired their defensive coordinator. They're firing all different types of people, moving on. Hey, you're out of here. You're out of here. I wonder what it's going to look like. And then I started looking at.
I know what it's going to look like.
Well, I mean, the top five, the teams that are projected to draft in the top five, four of them have quarterbacks. Like the Giants are rolling with Jackson Dart, right?
Should.
Yeah. And then you start looking at who was it? Who had the worst records in the league? All those teams up top, you'd look at them and go, well, they're not drafting a quarterback. They're not drafting a quarterback. It does kind of make you wonder, you know, which direction things go. But the Jets, the Raiders are another team that's up there. Cleveland, is Cleveland drafting a quarterback after drafting two last year and having Deshaun Watson come back? Tennessee just drafted Cam Ward, number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants have two wins. Arizona has Kyler Murray. Are they ready to move on from him? And New Orleans, they've got four. They keep winning games, those stupid asses.
And the quarterback looks pretty good.
Yeah, he doesn't shuck.
No, he doesn't shuck.
Kyler shuck, baby.
Shuck. Yeah. You wake up and
I wish I could tell that story. It is a great story about someone that used to work here, and he had that accent where everything... The word suck turned into shuck.
Yes.
This shucks, baby. Yes. And so as soon as I hear Tyler Shucks David, it makes me think of him. And then I can't stop doing the voice. But I can't repeat what he said verbatim that one time. Yeah, baby. I go to bed. I wake up. Anyway. But last night, you know, like watching the way that the Steelers played, does that give you any pause about where you're at? You know, like do you go, well, they've looked pretty good the last 2 weeks. Or is it, the Dolphins still haven't won a game under 40 degrees with Tua, yeah. With Tito Tagovailoa, with Tua out there.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that's weird, but it doesn't surprise us, right? Like when you look at the situation.
Once you get you develop a body of evidence like that, it's like, yeah, he didn't like the cold.
Yeah, it's clear.
And it's clear. Some guys don't. And that's people kind of throw that at Lamar, too.
Yeah. I mean, but like, again, being someone that grew up in Florida or even some of these West Coast guys, when you're Cali guys, dudes from Hawaii and not used to this weather. We talk about Latin ball players in Major League Baseball and what they're wearing in March and April. Hell, sometimes they're still wearing it in May.
Look at Tom Brady. Grew up in California. Couldn't handle it in New England.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled. Good thing the refs were on his side. Oh, man. What do you think about him as an announcer? Do you like him?
I do, actually. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I think he's gotten better. First, I think he was very good, but I think he's gotten a lot better.
That's very fair. He's gotten better. I still don't think they should have made him on the number one broadcast. Like,
well, Greg Olsen was better.
He's still better.
Yes.
Greg Olsen was one of the best color analysts you could have for calling games. But
he was very good.
Anyway.
He's a member of the seventh floor crew. So
that is true. Yeah. He's probably the nicest guy on the seventh floor. Or maybe he's not.
I don't know. Because he's blonde? You think he's nice?
If you guys don't know what the seventh floor crew is, you can look that up. Maybe that'll be in what Ed learned later on today if he's still not looking up Walton Goggins.
Oh, I've listened to that 100 times.
Have you?
Oh, I can recite it.
Well, Some of the things that we're going to talk about today, Ken McCusick always comes in on Tuesday to do film study with us. We'll break that down at 8 o'clock and 8:15. At some point, we'll get to all the fun stuff that we're always doing. But with tonight, the NBA Cup, Spurs and Knicks, I bring it up because I know you're a Knicks fan. Mm-hmm. We have another bowl game tonight and bowl games all throughout the week. I know everybody's so excited to watch Jacksonville State and Troy play,
yeah.
But you have that for your viewing pleasure because there's not a lot. And again, we'll go over the college basketball slate too. Yeah. When I get to the,
I ordered myself that t-shirt already when the Knicks win.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
NBA Cup champs.
Yep.
Can't take that away from us.
Hey, the dumbest thing ever.
Do you mind taking down that banner up there and putting this one up? It's newer.
Yeah.
You mean the one with the championship?
Could you take down the 73 banner? Put this up.
We're just going to take down one of those retired numbers. Nobody cares about Bernard King, right? Just take him down and put up this NBA Cup champion.
Willis Reed's going to be on the floor. Billy Joel's going to come down.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we've got plenty to get to today. We'll continue to take your phone calls all throughout the program, 410-583-1057. More Ravens talk this hour and some Orioles coming up as well. But did Sunday's win make you more confident that the Ravens could win their next three games? We want to hear from you. Again, 410-583-1057.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
John Harbaugh, kind of talking about the matchup this weekend. So here's what we have. If you're for your viewing pleasure and you're hoping that the Steelers kind of trip up somewhere along the line, and it gives you a break point, right? Or it gives you an opportunity to kind of look at things going, okay, maybe we do have a shot here. But with the Ravens, they get the Patriots this weekend. They're 3-point favorites. The Steelers head to Detroit. And I always talk about this, going on the road after Monday Night Football is almost like a death sentence for some teams. They just don't look the same in a lot of situations. So, we'll have that to watch this week, but after watching this past weekend's game, 24-0 over the Bengals, how much confidence do you have that they can run the table?
I'm confident they can. I think they're better than everybody else, roster-wise. Honestly, I think they're better than the Packers, they're better than the Patriots. But you got to play the game, and you never know what team you're getting. And you know, whenever the real Ravens stand up, they can beat everybody. When they can't, they look like the 62 Mets. Like, can you play this game at all? Turn over the ball five times. It's like,
when all's said and done, do you think it comes down to the final game? Or do you
think I do.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, now? Yeah. I was hope against hopeless. I knew in my heart I knew the Dolphins weren't going to win, but I took them because I hate the Steelers so much. And they needed it, and it didn't happen.
I mean, they had been playing better, and I'm sitting here going, okay, the Steelers coming off of the games that they played and looking at the spot for Miami, I'm going, all right, this is probably, and then again, it's a 3-point game. I've heard this plenty of times, and it does play true. Like, if you're gambling on games and you're willing to take the 3-point underdog, you should be, your thought process should be that they can win this game. You know, because if not, then what do you play? Then you're hoping that, hey, we cover under 3 points, which is...
Well, the problem is, you look at the Steelers' schedule, you know, they beat the Ravens, obviously. Then they go in now and beat the Dolphins, so they maintain the first place. They travel to Detroit next week. They got the Lions. Hopefully, they come up with a W.
I think they're going to get torn up. Lions are a touchdown favorite, but it should be more, in my opinion.
Yeah, they should handily beat the Steelers. But then they travel to Cleveland. They got the Browns.
It's still a rivalry game.
Rivalry game. You never know. One of those things. You know, they're on the road.
Shador Sanders got his number retired in college.
Yeah, in Cleveland, too, I heard. Yeah.
It's happening soon.
And then, of course, the game against the Ravens at home in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And again, like, looking at the setup, I think ultimately you're right that no matter how things stack up, because even if you lose one of the games, let's say Pittsburgh loses this week, and let's say you lose this week.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win next week and the following week against the Packers.
And they got to beat the Steelers.
Yeah. Where the Steelers have to beat the Browns. But,
whatever.
Playing out, it will come down to the last week.
I thought you meant the Ravens coming down. Yeah.
And I think Larry in East Baltimore wants to talk about that. Larry, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
All right. How you doing?
Good. All right.
I said, Pittsburgh is going to lose two more games. They're going to lose against the Browns and the Lions.
And the Lions.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the last game. Pittsburgh is a joke. I know Miami wasn't going to beat them. Miami shouldn't even have no franchise, neither the Jets in the NFL. They're a joke.
Same thing.
It's going to come down to the last game. Ravens are all right.
There you go. Straight from Larry. Look, Larry, didn't he make the statement last? He called one of the games, right? He said something was going to happen. And
like Kevin Harlan, you mean?
No. I thought he called an upset or something, or said what was going to happen in the Ravens game, and it happened. Like, they're going to beat the hell out of the Bengals or something, and then you're like, wow, it did happen.
Well, how come I don't get credit? Because he did exactly what I do with the Chiefs.
What?
I say every year the Chiefs have done last 3-4 years. And look, they didn't make the playoffs this year. So I
gave you credit.
I was right.
Yesterday. I mean, we may have glossed over it because I think we've all done it.
And I'm kidding, obviously. Yeah.
Everyone waiting for the Tom Brady demise, and now everyone's doing that.
We have Aaron Rodgers to fall apart now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still playing good.
Well, I mean, just looking at the Ravens coming up this weekend, what concerns you about the Patriots? Someone had written, something has to give, where the Ravens are one of the worst red zone offenses in all of football.
They are.
And the Patriots are the worst red zone, or the second worst red zone defense in all of football.
Mm-hmm. My concern is, May throws a very nice deep pass, from what I understand. Stats bail it out. And the Ravens get very little pass rush. Quarterbacks tend to get a lot of time, which gives you a lot of time for deep routes. And some of the knocks on Marlon's knock has always been he can't cover deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming out of college. He hasn't developed that in the pros. That was his tag when he came out of college. I'm concerned about that quite a bit. Chunk plays.
Well, here, I was trying to look this up. New England pass defense, they are currently They're middle of the pack in pass defense, basically. Maybe a little bit better than the middle. Mm-hmm. As far as run defense, this is where I would say it's kind of interesting because with all the wins they have, you'd expect teams to be throwing late in games, right? Against them. But I still think you look at New England, they're the fifth best rushing defense in the league, but still have their issues in the red zone. And they still give up points, too. They're if you look at it, they give up 27.6 points per game, comparatively speaking. I'm sorry, they gave up, I think I read this wrong every time. They gave up 276 points this year, comparatively speaking to, like, the Bengals gave up 437.
Wow.
How do you not score against that defense? How did that happen? Like, you could be...
How did that happen?
You could be in a damn monsoon, you should still be able to
pass.
Score.
Like,
It's unreal. But yeah, like this is going to be probably a turning point looking at it. I think special teams and games like this, something usually plays into it. A big kickoff return,
yeah,
a long field goal, which it seems like everyone's kicking now. So,
well, even last game against last week, that pick six sealed the deal. That just took all the wind out of the Bengals. Like, what's that 97-yard interception return? Like, nah.
And that's why I kind of feel like even throughout most of the game, it felt like they were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just kind of letting it coast to the end. And once you got that defensive touchdown, it's like, yeah, we don't have to do anything else. They're not coming back.
Yeah.
Let's just run the clock and get the hell out of here.
And the Bengals did the same thing, which made me happy, actually. They didn't, you know, take a timeout and try to, you know, get in a two-minute off. It's like, forget it. We're down 24 points with 7 minutes left. Let's go home.
Yeah. And again, like, as we look at the matchups that you're going to have, the Patriots coming off of their loss coming here, Patriot fans, they are kind of full of themselves again, right? You had all that success with Brady, and then things got really kind of dark there in New England when you guys couldn't figure out things, and now those asshats are back.
Yeah.
Hey, guy. Yeah, they're back to let you know how great they're going to be, and your team sucks and all that. I think they're still a ways away. I still think it's a good team. It's not a great team, but the fact that the AFC's been down, they've been stacking up W's, and they might end up with the number one seed, or could be Denver.
Yeah.
Right now, that's how it looks. Hell, it could be Jacksonville if you guys aren't paying attention close enough and what they could do.
Could be Los Angeles.
Yep. The Chargers are what, two games behind them?
Yes.
Maybe there's a tiebreaker in their favor. I don't know. But
because they are like within striking distance of the division.
Yeah. And again, like facing this Patriots team, you get a Packers team without Micah Parsons. We'll have to see what they look like. And anybody that's watched the Packers this year, if you watch 3 weeks, you could tell me they're the best team in football, and then watch the next 3 weeks and go, they're not making the playoffs. And then watch, like, they've been Jekyll and Hyde, just like a lot of other teams. But when you're Jekyll and Hyde, you should still beat some of the inferior opponents you're playing. So I don't know how good the Packers actually are. Through the first 2 weeks, we thought they were going to be the best team in football, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to make the playoffs? Probably.
But. Yeah, and look who's in first in that division.
Yeah,
which is. Did anybody see the Bears coming? Curious.
I don't think anybody could see the Bears coming.
No.
So, all right, 410-583-1057. If you want to get in, we do want to take your phone calls. Some Oriole talk coming up at 6:45 and 7, followed by Shovels. But up next, some Ravens fans are upset that Teddy Buchanan was injured during punt coverage, saying that the second leading tackler on the D shouldn't be on special teams. Do you agree? We talk about that next right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Teddy did a great job, you know, just to see his progress, you know, see him grow as a player. Defense and special teams has just been really fun. I mean, nobody's into it more than he is. You know, he's just great. And he's going to be back next year. He should be back hopefully for training camp, ready to go and ready to kind of build on what he's done. So it's an unfortunate, disappointing. It'll be be part of his story, you know, going forward, obviously.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, talking some Ravens. We got Orioles coming up in the next segment. We'll get into some Pete Alonso stuff and maybe what they're going to be doing moving forward, some of the rumors, things we've heard about. But we were talking about Teddy Buchanan gets hurt. He's going to be out for the year towards ACL. Second leading tackler on the defense, and some people are saying, why do you have him on special teams? Do you have an issue with anybody like a Teddy Buchanan? Do they outgrow the special teams at some point? And is it in his first or second year that happens? You know what I mean? Like, Paul Kruger was he didn't dress on game days because he couldn't play special teams.
Yeah.
And he got here, and then once he started getting better at pass rush, then he was starting to play more.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he had figured it out, it's like, well, we're not paying him. And then the Browns overpaid mm-hmm. him, and then he went off into the distance. Do you have any issues with you know, regular players playing special teams?
Not young ones.
I think that's a ticket. Like, that's the ticket.
Seriously, I mean, I don't want to see Lamar Jackson on special teams. I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see any of our veterans on teams.
I'll give you the example.
But, I mean, you know, Teddy Buchanan, they sure should be playing special teams.
What about when the Ravens played the Steelers? It was a big play. And DK Metcalf went out there mm-hmm. as a gunner.
Yeah.
And they said, are you going to do more of that? He goes, look, if the situation arises and they need me to go out and do it, but I don't want to do that every day.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, again, Steve Smith came in. He was a punt returner for a long period of time as a wide receiver. And if you remember the game against the Rams, when they knocked off the Rams in the playoffs, he had the big punt return for a touchdown. But he became such a good wide receiver that they're going, man, I don't want him getting hurt playing special teams. You outgrow it eventually. But when you're cutting your teeth, no, you're going to do everything they ask you to do. Freaking Ali caught a touchdown pass and had to run his ass back out on the field to go down there and tackle somebody.
Yes.
It's just what happens.
That's what you do. That is what you do. I mean, didn't Ed Reed return punts?
Yeah.
Ed Reed.
He did the same thing DK just did, where it's like, it's a big game. I'm going back there.
Right. Yeah.
In situations like that. We got a ton of phone calls. Let's go to Chris, who's in Parkville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
I'm not one of them people that are going to point and say, hey, you know, he shouldn't have been out there. And I think this is what you're getting at, Jeremy. Just injuries, you don't forecast injuries. They just happen. And a veteran who is injured now is maybe the reason why he was out there, Justice Hill. I don't know if he took his place. But you just don't know. I'm just looking forward to hopefully they went out and see where the train rolls from there, man. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. It's another, like, looking at the special teams issue and having guys going out there and playing. I think Ed said it best. If you're a young player and you're not a first-round pick, and even sometimes if you are, you're probably going to have to cut your teeth. There are many guys that make a living and get their 5 years and get vested because they play special teams.
Yes.
And if you're one of those middling guys, you might have to learn it, excel at it, and hope that you get an opportunity.
Special teams are really important.
Yeah.
You can't put scrubs out there. I mean, it's really vitally important that you have good special teams players.
You mean it's not like when you had like Pop Warner or, a rec football, and then the kid's got to get 10 plays, and then you put them out there on kickoff and take them off the field?
I mean, you're saying because I was on the kickoff team in college?
No, I'm not saying that. I coached youth.
That is how I traveled, though, as a freshman. Yeah.
I coach youth football, and that's what all the coaches would do. They would take the kids, we've got to put them on kickoff. Put them out there. Kick the bottom out.
I prefer to look at you had to put out the fast guys that could tackle on kickoff.
No, they were trying to just get plays in. Got to get them 10 plays. Guess what? That's a play. What, they're kneeling it out before the half? Get in there. Get in there. That's what the coaches were doing.
I know. So,
let's go to Antonio. He's in Rosedale. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Morning.
Doing all right.
Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. Should the Ravens be the favorite against the 11-3 Patriots this week? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks. I think it's a great question because there are a lot of people that get sticker shock going, why is this team favored over the team that had the best one of the best records? And they were favored, by the way, before they lost this past week to the Bills. The look-ahead line had them favored by 2.5. It ends up being 3. Which kind of figures, I mean, it's 3, 7, 10, like all these numbers that are really important.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not shocked. And I think this is right. It goes back to what we saw this past week. Green Bay being a favorite in Denver. Buffalo being a favorite in New England when New England already beat them in their house this year. And New England's coming off of a bye. It just shows you what Vegas, what the algorithm is spitting out. Go ahead and drink. saying that what the line should be. And that's why the Ravens are favorites.
So, remarkable. And I always go, well, they know something because they seem to get it right more than wrong.
Well, I mean, think about here. Let me go back to this past week. I'll give you an example of like the stuff that I look at. So if we go back to Sunday and all the teams that won and cut, like New Orleans was the most heavily bet team this weekend was Carolina. Carolina -2.5.
Really?
They lost outright.
Yeah.
Then you had the Washington and the New York Giants. That's kind of a throwaway game because both teams stink, but 2.5 there. Washington was favored. Tennessee and San Francisco, it's another one, 13-point spread. Then you get Minnesota and Dallas. Did anyone expect that game as Minnesota's a 5-point dog to come in and do what they did?
Mm-hmm.
Houston blows out Arizona. We had the Ravens shut out the Bengals, Chiefs and Chargers. So you had all these games. Even the Indy-Seattle game ended up being close. I just think this is something when you go back and you look at the games and realize week to week, this is a week-to-week league. It's about matchups. It's about how healthy you are. And it's about the way the ball bounces. There's so much luck that goes into this that people don't realize.
I think they do. I hope they do. Because it's, don't let the refs decide the game. That's where they stand by. You get a couple of bad calls. One ball goes the wrong way off somebody's shoulder pads into the opponent's hands. Look what happened to the Ravens. You have a 97-yard touchdown return. Okay. That changes things pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
That was a freaky play.
How about a missed extra point?
Yeah.
I mean, you go back to the previous week. Like, how does that change your philosophy and how you go after things? And I still hear people, I don't know how many times you have to explain the up 14 points and all this stuff that goes on, why mm-hmm. you go for two, for people to go, that's just stupid, I don't get it. And then you explain it, and then they're just like, mm-mm. It's like you're trying to teach them Korean or something. Don't know. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's grab Darius and Towson. Darius, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, I wanted to bring our Lord staff of the Ravens. The last three or four games, they was trailing, had slow starts in the first half. And they kind of got behind. And it's like when you start off slow in the first half, you get behind the game plan, meaning not running football. As we seen what they did last week, they had a 14-4 lead at half one to Cincinnati, and they stayed with the game plan. You know, Derrick Henry had his touches, Key and Mitchell had his touches. Like, the Ravens didn't get behind the game plan. And the reason why I bring that up is you got a team like New England that blew a 21-point lead last week. And I kind of don't know where their mentality is at this week. And so it's very important that the Ravens do the same thing they did last week. Get off to a hot start and bury New England. Keep them in a nightmare. Yeah. So this is the same team that had a 21-point lead, thinking that they break clinch the division, and they just gave it up. So if I'm Baltimore Sunday, start off fast and keep them buried. Don't give them no life.
Appreciate it, Darius. Good stuff. I think that's what – look, don't take your foot off the gas pedal in any one of these next three games.
Oh, no. I mean
– if you get a lead, I'm not like, again, you get a lead like you had in Cleveland and you're sitting on it through the final fourth quarter, just waiting the hell, you know, to get the hell out of Dodge. That's fine. But like, if you have a chance to step on someone's throat, like I saw somebody finally bring it up, something that I've said for years, like when you're up, let's say you're up 1 point and you score a touchdown, right? So then you'd be up seven. You're going to go kick the extra point to make it eight. I'm the cat that's going for two, so I make it two scores. I got one shot. And oh, by the way, if you score, you're more than likely not going for two to beat me. You're going to send it to overtime.
Yeah.
I play that game because I want to put the pressure on you, because all of a sudden I'm taking your soul if I go for two and get it, because you're like, damn, we got 3 minutes and we got to come up with 9 points. Mm-hmm. How the hell are we going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, so I'd like to see that more often. Let's grab Kevin in Ellicott City here real quick. What's up, Kev?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
I think instinctually, for me, we're playing a lot better football. I think the New England-Buffalo game revealed a lot as far as New England's ability to stop really good offense, which I think we're becoming. I think these next three games look very good for us, fellas. I think like the last caller said, and you guys said too, we got to stay on the competitive gas pedal. Because I'm sick of hearing the whambulance in Baltimore. That whambulance has been busy all year.
A lot of crying. So
a lot of crying.
Kev, appreciate the phone call, man. Good stuff. Oh, sorry if I cut him off. We got to step out. We're going to talk more Ravens a little bit later in the program. But up next, some Orioles talk for the next couple segments. Pete Alonso, introduced by the team this past Friday. Don't know if you guys know this. His walk-up music is Layla. Do you know that, Ed? Joe, did you? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
We talked about that last week.
Jackass.
Who are you?
Thoughts on what Pete had to say about joining the team? Do you feel he's the perfect fit for the city? Come on, Birds fans. Let's hear from you. 410-583-1057.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It was just head and shoulders above everybody else. Like this... this park, this city, this team, this organization, everything combined, it just, everything just clicked. It just, and for me, I think that was absolutely, it was the perfect fit for, not just as a player, but as a, for family life too.
That's Pete Alonso kind of talking about what a perfect fit Baltimore is.
That's Derek and the Dominoes.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? What, am I missing something here? What did I do?
The song Layla was by Derek and the Dominoes, not Eric Clapton, technically.
Thank you.
You idiot.
I'll just go F myself. No big deal. Just go F myself. Actually, I think I did know that, but I like sitting here going, Derek and the Dominoes, why the hell are you bringing him up? I'm listening to the song. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, baby. So, all right, there's Pete Alonso. The question was asked, who was the best fit for the Orioles, right? If you're looking at it, who's the best fit for the Birds? And I would have said this, like, because you didn't have, like, holes depending on that you had to fill this. Like, for example, right. You had first baseman, you had outfielders. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like your shortstop left and you go, hey, who's playing shortstop for us? Nothing like that. The interesting thing about what they were looking at, I would say this, Kyle Tucker is a fit for any team because he's a top five, top 10 player in this league. Like, yeah. I honestly believe that. We could sit here and argue it if you want, but he hits lefties, he hits righties, plus defender. He does everything. You make room for him and make him fit, whatever. But if you were going to talk about the perfect fit for Baltimore, what do we keep saying? They needed a power right-handed bat.
Mm-hmm.
And
first place. First base was always the go-to for people as far as trade pieces. So if this is what you're thinking already, you got a guy. You don't get many right-handed bats at first base either.
I mean, how many right-handed power bats in baseball are better than Pete Alonso, honestly? Like, if you're just talking from a home run standpoint, you're going Judge, right?
It would Judge, Schwarber, I mean, not right, but I mean, just in general, the top three home run hitters in the last, I don't know, since 2019, I think it was Judge, Schwarber, and then Alonso. You hit the lottery here, folks. I can't think, and you go back to the Tejada or Romero. This is the biggest free agent move I could think of in the last 25 years.
I just did this. Most home. I just took 3 years. Mm-hmm. And picked a random number. Most home runs hit in the past 3 years. There is one right-handed bat in front of Aaron Judge, and Cal Raleigh's there, who's a switch hitter. The rest of them, Juan Soto, Kyle Schwarber, Shohei Ohtani, all lefties.
Mm-hmm.
You needed a right-handed bat, and with all indications, you got the second best power hitting
list.
Well, he's sixth.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's the second best right-handed bat on this. Like, gotcha. Eugenio Suarez would have been the next guy in line at eight behind Matt Olson. But you got this guy. And the other thing I love about him is everybody was knocking him because of his defense, including the Mets, and saying, oh, they need to get better there. The Mets just signed Jorge Polanco for $40 million. And he might play some first base. Oh, by the way, where he's never played before. It's just like, this is what your decision was, to let Pete Alonso walk and then to pay Jorge Polanco? Are you kidding me? And again, you get the plus side of a switch hitter. Give me the 40 bombs, 40 plus bombs, whatever it is, mm-hmm. from Pete Alonso. And as we said, if he has a down year, he's hitting 30. That's a down season. You added you know, almost 70 home runs from the right side of the plate in the offseason, but yet people are going to tell you they still need two starting pitchers, which they're going to
get.
Just wait.
I just hope that Alonso does not have a slow April, because then it'll be, see, I knew it.
You know what? I don't even care if he has a slow April, because if he has a slow April, in my mind, it means he's going to tear it up in the summertime. And I don't know if you saw the projections for what his numbers at Camden Yards could be. They were projecting for like 45 home runs if he plays a full season.
Yeah. I believe that completely. I think you could see 50 here.
That's 50?
50. Yes, because
he's done it. He did it in his rookie year.
53 his rookie year in a big ballpark.
I'm just going to, yeah. In that ballpark. Now you look at it, we've said this, in the American League East, I would say the Orioles are the best pitcher's park out of all the stadiums.
Yeah.
I mean, Tampa Bay is playing in a minor league stadium right now.
Boston,
New York, Toronto.
New York has the Jetstream involved. Yeah. Like everything is, you know, goes out there.
So again, now you're getting the other thing that you're adding with these two right-handed bats, protection in the lineup. Why am I going to face Gunnar Henderson and throw him anything that he can hit when I can go after these other guys? And now you can't do it. You can't, because I hate getting caught up in the whole, this lineup's the best lineup in baseball now, or this is the best lineup in American League. It has the potential to be the best lineup in all of baseball. Somebody even said they thought it could be better than the Dodgers. And I think that sounds a little absurd with the fact that they have three MVPs in their lineup. But However, if you start looking at the bottom of the Dodgers lineup, you go, that's not that far off. They're very top heavy. So I just think this was the perfect fit. I think I wanted I wanted Tucker more just because of the type of bat that he is. But let's be honest, you can't complain about this. And now what it does is you have a situation where, what does Kobe Mayo do? Because in some sort of capacity, from Pete Alonso, Sam Basayo, Adley Rutschman, and I'll even throw Tyler O'Neill in there on occasion, that's taken up first base and DH and behind the plate at some point. And then Tyler O'Neill will be out in the field, but what I'm saying is he's going to DH some of the times. Kobe Mayo does not have a spot on this team right now. And I know they said they could send him to AAA. That's great. You can do that. I hope they don't bury this kid in the minor leagues. Let him trade him somewhere where he can play and go get something for him right now while the value's still high. And oh, by the way, you might be trading away Pete Alonso and trading Kobe Mayo. I mean, there were some comparisons there. I'm not telling you he's going to be that guy. But again, that was the ceiling.
Can't keep everybody.
Yep.
Can't.
Let me grab Lou and Edgewood real quick. He wants to talk about the Orioles. Lou, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, real quick, the starting pitching, I really want Mitch Keller. I want us to make a trade. Mayo, I don't care who they give, but I really like to see the Pirates let go of Mitch Keller, give him to us, add him to our lineup, to our pitching rotation. I think it would be perfect, dude. That's who I like this year. That's the guy that I'm focused in on, is Mitch Keller. Right. I want the Orioles to get Mitch Keller.
Who do you want?
Mitch Keller, Ed. There he goes. No, Mitch Keller's a solid pitcher. Another one of those guys that you look at that probably doesn't, what's the right word? It's probably not getting you excited when you hear his name, but he's a solid guy. It's another like Zach Eflin type with a little bit more strikeout ability, in my opinion. So a solid pitcher, but I don't know that an upper echelon guy, if you had to pitch him in the playoffs, I'd have no problem throwing him in a game. You know what? I think Mitch Keller's Dean Kramer. That's what I think he is.
Who?
Dean Kramer. Mitch Keller. Anyway, all right, we got to step out. We're going to talk some more Orioles coming up in hour number two on Friday. Rubenstein reiterated that there are no financial restraints on Elias as he helps rebuild the team. He said that before, but are you more inclined to believe him after the last couple weeks? Ownership's never done this. It's new ownership. We talk about it next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.